You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Pope Francis arrived in Armenia's capital, Yerevan, at 12:55 p.m. Rome time on Friday, 24th of June, to begin his 14th apostolic journey abroad. Armenia is a landlocked, mountainous nation which borders with to the west Turkey, to the east Azerbaijan, to the north Georgia, and to the south Iran. He was warmly welcomed by the president of the nation and the Catholicos of all Armenia, Karikan II. Also present were the Armenian Catholic Patriarch, Gregoire Pierre XXII, and other religious and civil authorities. This visit to the first country ever to adopt Christianity as a state religion sported a logo which highlighted this historic factor, along with the dates of the journey, which begins, as mentioned, on the 24th of June and ends on the 26th. It's a circular logo divided in half by two colours, yellow for the Vatican and purple for the Armenian city of Echmiadzin, seat of the Armenian Apostolic Church, where Pope Francis is staying as a guest of the Catholicos Karikin II. Within the design, one can spy the outlines of two significant places in Armenia, snow-capped Mount Ararat, with its biblical connotations, and the monastery of Khor Virap, located on its slopes, which Pope Francis will also visit on Sunday. A significant monastery where Gregory the Illuminator, credited for the conversion of this nation to Christianity in 301, so at the beginning of the 4th century, was once held prisoner at the bottom of a well. Pope Francis follows in the footsteps of John Paul II, who visited Armenia in 2001, but this papal visit will take place in a very different context. Pope Francis has made sure that this meeting between churches has a popular element to it. As always, during his journeys, he has come to be with the people of the nation, and usually for Armenia in the public square. The first such moment is marked by Holy Mass on Saturday in the northeast of the country, in the second largest city of the nation, Gyumri, hard hit by an earthquake back in 1988. A Mass which an estimated 400,000 people are expected to attend. The second is an ecumenical encounter later in the day to pray for peace in Yerevan's main square, a square which has hosted many artistic events and concerts by well-known singer of Armenian origin Charles Aznavour. Pope Francis is popular in Armenia, a nation where Christian identity blends into Armenian identity. Many of the people, especially women, wear huge pectoral crosses, and taxi drivers make the sign of the cross several times when they pass in front of churches. Armenians, in fact, know of his proclamation on the 12th of April 2015 of a 10th century Armenian monk, Saint Gregory of Narek, as Doctor of the Church, and above all of his words in this same message to mark the 100th anniversary of the 1915 Metsiyagern, or the Great Evil as Armenians call the massacres in this nation at the hand of the Ottoman Empire. A dark chapter in the history of Armenia, Pope Francis is set to mark first thing Saturday morning when he pays tribute to the memory of the fallen at the Dzidze Naka Pert Memorial Complex, where he'll be meeting with 10 descendants of the Armenian refugees housed in the summer residence of Castel Gandolfo by his 20th century predecessor, Pius XI. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.